Father God, thank you for the opportunity to learn about you and to listen about you. And please help the words I say come from you and speak about you. Amen. For those of you who don't know, my name is Jackie. I'm the youth and children's pastor here, and it's really nice to be talking to you tonight. What I want you to do very quickly is just in your head, I want you to think about the last 12 months. I know we're not quite at the end of the year yet, but we're nearly there. Think about the last 12 months. Some of you will look upon the last 12 months and think, oh, it's been a rough one. It's been a rough year. And some of you will look upon the last year with joy. Some of you are in the middle. I appreciate that it's not all black and white. There have been times in the past 12 months that have been full of joy and times in the past 12 months that have been full of hardship. And maybe you set out at the beginning of this year and you had all these plans and these expectations of what the end of this year was going to look like. And maybe it isn't. I mean, I don't know about you, but I spend some time on social media. And I always see these quotes that are like, you want 2018 be your year, or 2017, go and get it. Like, this is going to be your year. And it's so easy to get caught up in thinking, yeah, this is going to be my year. And then you get to the end of it and you're like, oh, that wasn't my year. Let's try again. And we get to the end of the next year and it hasn't again. And as I said, there'll be some points that have been real joy this year and some points that have been real hardship. And maybe right now you're feeling like you've got to the end of this year and you just want to hide. Maybe the thought of Christmas actually doesn't fill you with festivity and joy, but a bit of dread. Maybe it does fill you with festivity and joy, and that's okay. But if it fills you with dread, that's okay too. However you're feeling about Christmas, whatever you think Christmas might be, whatever it means to you, I hope that you'll let me talk to you just a little bit about what Christmas could mean to you. The thing is about what we're celebrating at Christmas, Jesus coming to earth, is whatever your situation, whatever state your heart is in right now, whatever you're feeling, we remember at Christmas that there is a God who longs to meet us. Who longs to meet us in the situation where we are. And the way that we know that he longs to meet us is because he sent Jesus. And because that tiny baby came to earth, and that's what we remember at Christmas, came to save us. And regardless of what you think of when you hear the Christmas story, whether you've listened to the Bible verses tonight and think, oh, well, they're nice Bible passages, or, you know, they're nice carols, or I like the mince pies. There is a God that longs to meet you. You see, when Jesus came to earth and was born in that stable, it means for us a whole range of things. It means that we're no longer a people who are separated from God. It means freedom from the sin that all of us can get caught up in, regardless of what that is. It means we are loved no matter what our circumstances. It means we have a friend and a saviour who is faithful, who looks at us and loves what he sees, his child. And we know that because the Bible tells us in John 3:16, it tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whoever believes in him won't perish but have eternal life. And it also says in Romans 5:8 that while we were still sinners, while we were far away from God, Christ died for us. Proof right there that we don't need to have it all together to come to Jesus. He loves us regardless of our circumstances. And Jesus came into a world that wasn't perfect, that was messy, that was hard. That, you know, I don't know what the people were thinking, that they might have thought, this is hard, this has been rough. And Jesus came into that. And because of that, things changed. And however you're feeling, you might feel like you want to hide away. You might feel on top of the world. You might feel broken. Jesus longs to meet you. I've got a video to show you. It's only a couple of minutes long, and it really struck me. It's about a teddy. It's not really about a teddy. The illustration is a teddy, so we can all relate to that. And I hope that it'll speak to you. So let's watch the video.
I think wrapping paper might be the answer. I mean, just look at everyone else with their perfect bodies and immaculate style. Their clean little coats and their cute little smiles. What hope have I got to ever impress? Compared to them, my life is a mess. But if I was wrapped up, then no one could see the rips and the cracks and the screw-up that's me. The paper would cover all my faults and my flaws. I'd look just the same as the others because I would be shiny, attractive, exciting. People would see me as something inviting. If you ask what I wish for this Christmas tide, here is my answer. I just want to hide. Now that it's happened, you would think I'd be cheerful. But here is the thing, I'm actually more fearful. I know it sounds weird, but now that I'm covered, I'm scared of the moment when I'm truly discovered. I know it can't last. This is not the real me. I'm dreading the moment when I'm actually seen. What will they think? What will they say? Disappointment? Disgust as they throw me away? This is it. Here we go. My heart is racing. Nowhere to hide now. What am I facing? The paper is ripped and thrown to one side. Everything's bright as the light hits my eye. But wait, what is this? Can this really be true? You're seeing me and I'm seeing you. With hands that are caring and eyes that are kind, you pick me up and love what you find? That cannot be because of my beauty. It must be because of what you will do with me. You bind up my wounds and you clean up my pores, and now I am loved, but not because I am so perfect, so clean and so great, but because you saw me and you did not hate, but loved me, restored me, you made me clean. Now this is real freedom, to be truly seen. What could be better for Christmas this year? A prince of peace who scatters our fear. Yes, God is the maker, but we hide from him. Here is our problem. It's what is called sin. It leads to a mess, so we wrap ourselves up. We fear being seen, but that doesn't stop God from coming to find us, sending his son. He so loves this world that Jesus has come. He loves us, restores us. He makes us clean. This Christmas, find freedom. This Christmas, be seen.
I'm not going to lie, when I first watched that video, I actually cried. So for those of you that might be feeling a little bit teary, if not just me, that's fine as well. But I love the illustration of that video, but I love the last line, this Christmas, find freedom. This Christmas, be seen. And be seen can mean two separate things. For those of you that are maybe sitting there and you don't know Jesus, know that he sees you. And he longs to meet with you. And he longs for you to know him. And he's never, ever going to let us down. He sees us and he loves us. And for those of you that do know Jesus, the be seen, we should be sharing that with people around us. The fact that we know Jesus who rescues us, who saves us, who loves us. Being seen is about being present in our community and sharing that with those around us. So this Christmas, as you sit around your turkey dinners or nut roasts for the vegetarians in the room, may you know that you are loved. May you know this Christmas that Jesus came to find you, just as you are. And may you find freedom in that you don't have to be perfect, that you don't have to have it all together, but that you are seen and you are loved. May you have hope that if you're feeling in a situation that you can't get out of, may you have hope that it will change. And may that hope that we have, that we are rescued and free, may we know that today and tomorrow and in the future. If you don't know Jesus or you want to chat more about anything I've said, I'll be having a glass of mulled wine at the back. Please feel free to come and chat to me. And if you do know Jesus, Share it. Don't keep it to yourself. It's good news. This Christmas, find freedom. And this Christmas, be seen. Thank you.